Remembering Amerithrax, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. 10 years ago, a month after 9/11, there was another series of terror attacks in the U.S., anthrax sent through the mail. 5 people died, 2 of them postal workers in Washington. Some post offices were shut down. Mail to Capitol Hill was delayed so it could be irradiated. But the present Postmaster General, Pat Donahue, says things got back to normal fairly quickly.
One of the outcomes of the anthrax attacks was more vigilance around what comes through the mail.
No one was ever caught, but after he committed suicide, the investigators concluded researcher Bruce Edwards Ivins was responsible. Not everyone agrees, but the Postal Service does.
From our perspective, we are satisfied that he was the culprit.
Donahue, then the chief operating officer, says they called on national health agencies for advice.
Really, it was something that was very new to everyone, and we followed their instructions as far as trying to get a handle on things and then take the next steps that we needed to make sure that the employees were safe and the customers were safe.
Could it happen again?
Hopefully never again. We have processes in place to work against those kind of things.
I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.